Although June Dairy Month is the big attention grabber of the summer, there are other big promotions, such as July Beef Month, and that really is growing in importance. The beef industry has taken on a greater scope here in Wisconsin in the past 20 years, and it continues to grow in both value and numbers. That's why it's a rather interesting promotional month for the beef industry, because this year, due to the drought and other culling of herds, we are at our tightest supplies in over 50 years, and consumers are seeing record prices. So the challenge is to keep demand up. And so far, the news is good for the industry.
The good news for beef producers is we've realized consumers have a higher willingness to pay for beef. They recognize the value of beef, they recognize the quality they're getting, and they're willing to pay. But as long as the supply situation is low, and we anticipate it will be, we're going to have these high consumer prices, and we're going to have to continue to tell consumers why it's a good value.
Now, somewhat surprisingly, after a nearly 6% price jump in 2013, followed by a 10.5% price hike this year, demand for beef is still up by 2% in 2014.
We've seen consumers often trading within the beef category, so they'll buy ground beef rather than the higher priced steak, but we haven't seen a lot of trading out of the beef category, and to us that just tells us that consumers love our product.
Now, to grow their industry, beef producers need to expand their market, and that's why their current focus is on that consumer group known as the millennials.
That a very important generation that is in their 20s and 30s, starting to have children now, young families. Don't know a lot about beef, don't know how to cook beef in many cases, but are very interested in it, love the grill, which is good for us. So we're trying to teach them more about beef. We're kind of building for the future. This is a young generation. We want them to love beef.
I asked Rulin what type of messages they're sharing with these consumers and how they're delivering it.
So we try to integrate a digital plan so that they see the same message in many places they go. You might go on Facebook, they might go on Twitter, they might go on Pinterest, and we try to make that message kind of seamless. So we talk to millennials about nutrition, we talk to them about beef safety, we talk to them about how variable beef is, how many things you can do with it.
And Rulin concluded by saying one of the greatest potentials for moving more beef is on the international market.
About 98% of the world's population lives outside this country, and they love beef. And as those middle classes within those different countries grow, that means they can afford to upgrade their protein. And when they upgrade their protein, they want beef.
And even the U.S. government is getting involved, trying to steer other nations into buying U.S. beef. Currently, talks are underway with China to open up their market to more U.S. beef. And that's an Ag Focus on WTAQ.